Hello, it is Saturday the 9th of February and the time is 9:26. My name's Paul Stoneman and this is a personal journal of my life in the Algarve. Excuse me for the frog in the throat there. I was going to record something via the iMac, but it doesn't seem to be loading. You can actually record booze straight onto the website, but it could be that I do have flash disabled at times and it might not be responding, but it doesn't really matter because it is a lot easier on the iPhone. And but I was just experimenting with different ways because I've been delving into the audio boo world and looking around for other people's recordings. And found some good stuff out there. And one that I came across, which was Sawyer GB, and he's doing these sort of daily boos, which is sort of asking questions. Favourite car, favourite record, why do you like where you live, etc., which is today's question. So later on, I'm hoping to respond to that and put something out about why I like living where we live. Now, I did say in the last recording that I would tell you a bit about the friends down the road, John and Annie, who had this mould in their kitchen, and it was quite excessive. It was we had some in the kitchen, which I think I'd done a recording about a while back. Though, touch wood, we've had nothing much of late. There is a few little bits up on the ceiling, but nothing much. You just sort of wipe it off, it's gone. And but in their kitchen, it was particularly bad. In fact, it looked on the tiles as if you'd had a shower in there. It was that much condensation and dampness, literally sort of running down the walls. So they got a builder around, Gordino, who's a nice fella, Portuguese man who lives in the village. And he came round and looked and said, well, basically, it's the design of the houses, because the walls do allow moisture in. They sort of, they soak moisture out of the air and bring them inside the house. And, of course, also, obviously, the air is inside and outside. And it's been the worst winter for this problem, which is a problem that is just inherent to Portugal, or to the Algarve most probably, that you get a lot of moisture in the air. And like I say, this year has been the worst year, which for us is quite good in a lot of ways, because looking around our house, we haven't got any of those sort of problems. Like I say, in the bedroom we had a little bit, in the kitchen we had quite a bit, but nothing compared to our friends down the road. So what's the solution? Well, the solution is that you either board the walls, double line the walls, which has been done here, to give you a second skin, so to speak, so that there's air trapped between, which gives you some sort of insulation, stops the dampness coming through. The other thing is to buy a dehumidifier, which they did, and they went to Leroy Merlin's in Gear to buy one of these, about 160, 170 euros I think it cost. It's a biggish sort of machine. It's quite large, quite powerful one. And that has completely cured it. They leave it on for about an hour in the morning sometime, and it has just taken all the moisture out of the air. So it really, really just solved it, that easy. Which is a lot cheaper than having the balls sort of double skinned. So I think they're very pleased. And when I went to see them, you could tell that the dampness had completely gone. So I might invest in one for next year, but we really haven't got a massive problem with that. Okay, I'm running out of time. I will speak to you later. Bye for now.